Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're in the city of Mecca in the 6th century. This city right now lies between majestic civilizations. On the northwest, you have the Byzantine Roman Empire, and on the northeast, you have the huge Persian civilization, and after that, the Chinese. These civilizations came with their own military presence, intellectual power through scholars and thinkers, as well as a rich culture and language, and other factors that form civilizations which last centuries. Now, whilst Arabia and these various civilizations were flourishing in wealth and scientific progress, true human perfection and morality was at its lowest. Oppression of the weak, the huge gap between the poor and the rich, slavery, sexual immorality, greed, complete disregard for human dignity, and so on. And it is in this very state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses humanity with the birth of the best of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet was sent to save humanity from this darkness and take people out from this misery of moral decay and ignorance of the reality. He is a prophet for all of mankind, as Allah tells us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we did not send you except for all of mankind, as a giver of good news and a warner. This is why one day the Prophet called all his companions and told them, become ambassadors and pass on the message of Tawheed to the entire world. And he then appointed 6 men to take letters to Persia, to Rome, to Yemen, to Egypt and other places in order to spread this guidance and elevate mankind to its perfection. Today, the world is not too different. Scientific and technological advancement on one side, and moral decay, oppression of the weak nations, greed and daylight theft, slavery of the mind, and no respect for human dignity. We need to see our Prophet in the same light, a savior for today's entire world. By accepting his message and walking his footsteps, we too can guide our family, friends, and society towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illuminating our minds with understanding and our hearts with true morality.